The head of WorldCom says he believes the company can avoid bankruptcy despite its deepening legal and financial problems. Chief Executive John Sidgemore talked to reporters yesterday for the first time since the company's massive accounting irregularities were revealed last week. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Sidgemore told reporters at the news conference, "I hope you guys have had a better week than I did." Ever since WorldCom had acknowledged the misstatements on its balance sheet, he said, it had faced an outpouring of anger and outrage from nearly every quarter of American society. Sidgemore said he wanted to apologize for what had happened on behalf of everyone at WorldCom, but he also suggested that some of the criticism now being leveled at the company is unfair.
Well, the collective rage currently is focused on WorldCom. I want to remind everybody that it was this company that audited our auditors. It was this company that turned itself in. It was this management team that took matters to the SEC.
Although SEC Chairman Harvey Pitt complained on Monday that WorldCom had given inadequate and incomplete explanations of its accounting irregularities, Sidgemore insisted that the company was fully cooperating with all of the various investigations underway right now. He said the company's current management team was itself in the dark about what had happened. Among other things, he said officials remain uncertain whether former Chief Executive Bernard Ebbers really understood the problems on the company's balance sheet. Sidgemore said part of the problem may have been the decentralized management structure at the company, which had grown through repeated mergers.
WorldCom is a far-flung operation, and you know, the financial organizations and the operating units work together to try and come up with these numbers, but no single operating unit knows what's going on in the rest of the organization.
Sidgemore said only Chief Financial Officer Scott Sullivan, who was fired last week, really understood the company's finances. And he said Sullivan had insisted that the controversial accounting techniques used by the company were above board. Sidgemore said it wasn't until very recently that company officials realized he might be wrong. Lynn Turner, former chief accountant at the SEC, says this kind of decentralized environment can be fertile ground for accounting irregularities.
When I hear that type of message, that people aren't talking to one another, that people in the company are in a powerful position to where people aren't checking their work and there's not adequate checks and balances, that tells me that the company itself has a bigger issue, a bigger problem, and that, in fact, they may find yet further problems as the auditors and outside independent counsel do their own separate investigations.
Whatever the truth about what happened at WorldCom, Sidgemore told reporters yesterday that the company is eager to put the past behind it. He said the company has some $2 billion in cash on hand, enough to keep operating for a while. And a New Jersey-based telecommunications company, IDT, said yesterday it is willing to buy WorldCom's long-distance and local phone assets for $5 billion. But for now, WorldCom remains in default on some of its debt and must renegotiate its loans with its banks. If that effort fails, Sidgemore said, the company would be forced into bankruptcy. Sidgemore insisted that whatever crimes took place, WorldCom remains a vital part of the nation's telecommunications and internet infrastructure, and allowing it to fail would be enormously disruptive to the economy. Whether regulators can be persuaded to see things the same way could determine the company's future. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.